From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Recording Industry Association of America is following through on its threat to take legal action against computer users who make copyrighted music available for free on the Internet. Today, the RIAA announced lawsuits against 261 people. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
In June, the RIAA first threatened to sue individuals who distribute what the association calls substantial amounts of music on peer-to-peer networks such as Grokster, Kazaa, and Blubster. Since then, the association has been gathering evidence against computer users who share music files on the Internet. In a teleconference today, RIAA President Carrie Sherman said such activity is a huge financial drain on the music industry.
Nobody likes playing the heavy and having to resort to litigation. But when you are being victimized by an illegal activity, there comes a time when you have to stand up and take appropriate action.
Sherman says today's announcement is the latest step in a legal offensive against thousands of individuals the RIAA believes are violating copyright laws.
We don't intend to continue to advertise every time a lawsuit is filed. This will just be a continuing program, and there will be continuing waves of litigation in the weeks and months ahead.
The RIAA is targeting individuals who have uploaded more than 1,000 copyrighted music files. However, it is also offering amnesty to users who have not yet been identified, but who willingly step forward and admit they have shared files without authorization. Attorney Charles Lee Mudd Jr. has a number of clients who are potential targets of industry legal action. He says he is skeptical of the amnesty program.
The proposed agreement from the RIAA is one-sided, not very secure, and it causes the individual to acknowledge having infringed copyrights and acknowledging having done certain acts that might expose them to potential liability.
For instance, not every record company is an RIAA member, and so would not necessarily participate in the amnesty program. Doug Lichtman, a law professor at the University of Chicago, says the RIAA's amnesty offer shows that the music industry is sensitive to criticism, that it has been too aggressive in pursuing individuals. Lichtman thinks the industry would be better off going after the peer-to-peer networks like Grokster rather than the individual users, because that would go further toward defining how music can be used on the Internet.
I've never been a fan of the idea of bringing these individuals in. They're small players. We choose some random subset of them, which seems unfair and unequal, and they're just not going to do as good of a job of helping the court understand what is a complicated and difficult issue. So my position has always been, let's let the intermediaries be held accountable, and in exchange, let's let the individuals off the hook.
Copyright law allows for damages from $750 up to $150,000 per song. But so far, the RIAA says a handful of settlements have averaged around $3,000. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.